If all goes as economists project, the U.S. economy will see its fastest growth this year since 1984. The Commerce Department reported today that the economy grew at an annual rate of 6.4% from January to March. President Biden praised the economy last night during his first joint address to Congress.
The economy created more than 1,300,000 new jobs in 100 days. More jobs in the first... More jobs in the first 100 days than any president on record.
MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi is here with us. And Ali, pretty impressive numbers today. Why is the economy growing so quickly?
Yeah. The job creation numbers are incredible, again, off a low base, right? We've had a very bad year with employment. But the stock market numbers are really incredible. This is the S&P 500 is up 10% since Inauguration Day. You know, the average year in a good year gets you 10% on a return. So to be up 10% in 3 months is kind of remarkable. Part of it is that the economy's been growing. Most people who are polled, we just had a new poll at NBC this weekend, indicate the worst of the coronavirus is behind us. It's springtime. People are getting out. Workers are getting back to work in some cases. So generally speaking, people are feeling positive. In America, when people feel positive, they start spending money. That creates demand. That makes the economy move.
How much do you think it has to do with those relief checks and trillions of dollars that the government is spending on COVID relief?
I think a lot. We've seen studies of what the relief check money was spent on, and despite all the funny memes that you'll find on social media about what should I do with my $1,400, the overwhelming majority of people spent it on food and transportation, which meant that they really needed it. One of the things that you do when the government gives money to people who really need it is they tend to spend it exclusively in their communities. So that gooses the economy. So the stimulus payments are very strong. In fact, it's got some economists worried about the fact that there might be inflation, that the economy may be too hot by the end of the year, and the Fed might need to increase interest rates. But for the time being, including yesterday, the Fed has said they're keeping interest rates low to try and keep this economy going.
Well, you know, this number, 6.4% annual GDP growth, it's pretty remarkable because ever since the recovery from the Great Recession in 2009, annual growth rates just sort of limped along at around 2%, give or take, over the years. Do you think we're now entering a new phase?
I don't really, but it's too early to tell. In other words, are we entering a new phase of growth, or are we just going to be very quickly making up for everything we lost last year? So even if, you know, and typically these annual growth rates moderate when you consider the whole year, but even if it doesn't moderate, 6.4% is growth that would be bordering on overheated. Developing countries have that kind of growth. So I think we might be looking more at better than that 2% that we typically get, but even if we were to get to 3%, that means the economy is growing at 50% faster than it was. I think that's what's more likely to happen. There's pent-up demand right now, and as people get to work and they get a little money and they buy a new car or they do something else, you're going to see this kind of inflated activity probably for 6 or more months.
What's the job market look like right now?
Well, it looks really good. Lots and lots of people are getting jobs. We're finding that the weekly unemployment numbers are going down. They're still at very high levels, but they're going down. The Congressional Budget Office, which is bipartisan, says that it'll actually be 2024 before we reach pre-pandemic levels of employment. The way things are going right now, it seems like we might achieve it better than that or faster than that. But for now, it looks like we're still on a track to be slow and steady with employment growth. So it should always look better. Each month should, generally speaking, look better than the month before, unless we have some sort of setback like a new wave of coronavirus or something. But it's feeling better for Americans. Americans are feeling like they're going to get work or keep work, which is encouraging them to spend, which then results in there being more jobs created.
We heard at the top there President Biden claiming some credit for the turnaround yesterday during his speech to the joint session of Congress. But Republican Senator Tim Scott spoke after him. He saw things differently. Let's listen.
This administration inherited a tide that had already turned. The coronavirus is on the run. Thanks to Operation Warp Speed and the Trump administration, our country is flooded with safe and effective vaccines. Thanks to our bipartisan work last year, job openings are rebounding.
So who gets to pat themselves on the back here? Is it President Biden or Republicans under President Trump? A little bit of both?
Yeah, I put it this way. Presidents get all too much blame for bad economies and all too much credit for good economies. They are influential, but they don't get to get the win. So I think Tim Scott's a little bit right. Republicans did stand in the way of some of the relief bills that have been passed, which are causing this remarkable economic activity. So I think he probably gets to take less than he'd like, and Biden gets to take a little less credit than he'd like. The truth is somewhere in the middle, but it probably has more to do with the fact that on January 20th, when Biden came in, he accelerated the distribution of those vaccines, something that, for whatever reason, Donald Trump, who oversaw the creation of the vaccines, did not put his back into, mm-hmm. largely because he was more preoccupied with, you know, how the election went and who actually won it. So, you know, Tim Scott's a little more right than one would think, and Biden's probably a little less right than one would think.
Ali Velshi, thank you so much.
My pleasure.